ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right. Is everybody set and ready? Because you know what? If you are, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, public transport. Category number 2, British Prime Ministers. Category number 3, carrots, as in the veggie. Category number 4, 7-letter country names. And category number 5, put the cat among the pigeons. All right, public transport, British Prime Ministers, carrots, 7-letter country names, put the cat among the pigeons. Who's going to kick us off? Anne from Caulfield's going to have a crack at opening the bowling. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
All right, not bad, yeah. You've been okay?
Yes, we've been shivering here. It's been, I know it's officially winter, but gosh, it's cold.
Yeah, I know. Look, I agree with that. It has been cold. It has been cold. But then again, I thought, yeah, but you know what? It is winter. It is winter. There have been storms in WA, blowing everything over. I think they're probably headed across the country as well. Up the east coast, it's been pretty chilly, and there's been rain aplenty in the north of New South Wales. So I know we've got weather, as it were, Anne.
Yes, we do. Anyway,
what do you like here? Public transport, British Prime Ministers, carrots, 7-letter country names, put the cat among the pigeons.
Tempted as I am to go for the country names, I'll try the carrots.
Carrots. All right. Question number 1. To show support for the ruling Orange-Nassau dynasty, which country bred carrots to become orange during the 17th century?
Oh, how am I meant to know that? I'm wondering if it's Ireland's got, you know, something that's half orange and half green. I'll say Ireland, but I'm really not confident, and I'll say goodnight.
Good night, Anne. See ya. Bye. No, yeah, that is not correct. Let's go to Ipswich in Queensland. Hi, Maria.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Morning. Yes, I'm very well. Very well. Very well indeed. Carrots were in to show support for the ruling Orange-Nassau dynasty. Which country bred carrots to become orange during the 17th century?
I'm drawing a blank on this, so I'll have to take a guess. I'm going to guess India.
Not India. No. Thank you, Maria. Bye. Thank you. Bye. 1-300-800-222. I don't think that was one of the normal Indias, if you know what I mean. Rodney in Warburton in Victoria. Hi, Rodney.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Yes, no, I'm extremely well. Question number 1, we're in carrots to show support for the ruling Orange-Nassau dynasty. Which country bred carrots to become orange during the 17th century?
Absolutely no idea. I have a guess. It's European. I'll say Germany.
It's not Germany. No. Sorry, Rodney, thank you anyway. It's not Germany. Gary in Perth, correct. Lynn the Queenslander, no, that's not correct. Annie in Melbourne says, what about Trump land? No, Annie, that is not correct. Jane in Hobart, correct. Who else has got the right name? L in Victoria Park, correct. Jane from Homebush, correct. Okay, let's try Joni from Preston. Hi, Joni.
Hello. Nassau.
To show support for the ruling Orange-Nassau dynasty, which country bred carrots to become orange during the 17th century?
Austria?
Not Austria, no.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joni. No, not Austria. Well, Jeff from Jalorup. This is up his alley. G'day, Jeff.
Oh, I hope so. I'm up for a good carrot.
I love carrots. I love carrots, actually.
Yeah, so do I. Nothing better than growing your own, actually.
Yeah, no, that's true. wonder if anybody doesn't like them. They're kind of vegetable. I reckon they're the kind of vegetable that everyone likes, aren't they? Carrots?
Yeah. I had a beautiful carrot cake tonight.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he's sensational.
Yeah, good. Good, good. I like eating them raw, carrots.
Yeah, they're good. Fresh out of the garden, eat them raw. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, to show support for the ruling Orange Nassau dynasty, which country bred carrots to become orange during the 17th century?
I think it's the Netherlands.
It is the Netherlands, yes.
Yeah.
The Netherlands, which orange is the national colour, isn't it?
Yes.
Mark from Blackburn South says, I'm a first-time texter, and I think the correct answer is carrots with bread, were bred in Holland or the Netherlands, which is correct, yes. For release from Ararat, had the same answer. Righto, Jeff, we're off the mark. We're in carrots. You can stay there if you like.
No, we'll go to the countries one.
Oh, I thought you loved carrots. I thought you might want to go there. Okay, seven.
Oh, I don't love them that much.
Oh, I see. Seven. I'm trying to think of a more popular vegetable than carrots. I suppose spuds are more popular. Yeah. I guess so. Question number two. Seven-letter country names. The Bundesadler, meaning federal eagle, is the official emblem of which country?
Well, I think it's probably next door to the Netherlands. I'll go Germany.
Correct. Yeah. The Bundesadler, meaning federal eagle, is the official emblem of Germany. Question number three. Staying with seven-letter country names?
Yep, we'll stay there.
Here's a good one. Which European country has recently become the first country in the world to stop delivering letters by post?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Wonder what they do with them. They just collect them at the post office and then chuck them out, do they? Maybe you have to come and get them.
Yeah, well, seven-letter countries now. So now I've got to go a seven-letter country.
But hang on, if someone from Denmark rings up and wins the magnet and we post it to them, what's going to happen?
Well, I don't know, but in Denmark, because I used to live in Denmark, and they had a very good postal service.
Which European country has recently become the first country in the world to stop delivering letters by post, Jeff?
Well, I'm going for Denmark.
Yes,
then.
Of course you're going for Denmark because I told you the answer.
Well, I wasn't sure. I thought you might have been like reverse psychology.
Ah, oh, dear. 1-300, I'm losing it. 1-300-800-222 is the number. You haven't been given a free kick there, Jeff. That's like getting a 50-metre penalty in the last minute of the game, you know.
Well, I'm an Eagles supporter. We need lots of that.
Oh, you need a few 50-metre penalties in that case. Diana from Wooden Nilling, yes, I know. I just gave the answer. Ah, dear. But I was just thinking, if someone from Denmark wins, what happens with the magnet? Do they never deliver it? I suppose they don't. I don't know what happens. Question number four. We're in seven-letter country names. All right, you can stay there. I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you a thing, Jeff.
I didn't ask you to tell me anything.
No, I'm not telling you a thing. I'm not even going to tell you what the next question is. What's the answer? Come on, well, come on. What's the answer to the next question?
Okay, I'll go for Ireland.
Wrong. Question number four. The flag of which country features a red and white checkerboard known informally as the Sahovnica, meaning chessboard?
Yeah, I think they have it on their soccer uniform as well, so I'm going for Croatia.
Correct. Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Croatia, the Sahovnica. I'm sure you don't pronounce it like that, but
no idea.
There we go. All right. We're always very respectful towards anything Croatian or Serbian, for that matter. Jeff, argumentative part of the world. Question number five, seven-letter country names.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. He's confident, isn't he? The founding of which country in 1991 blocked Ethiopia's access to the sea?
That would be E-R-I-T-R-I. It's got to be Eritrea.
Correct. Yes. Eritrea.
Yeah. Struggling to spell it, that's all, but yeah.
E-R-I-T-R-E-A.
Yeah, that's right.
Eritrea.
Yeah.
Gee, you're good at these.
Well, I've been lucky so far.
Well, hang on. I gave you one and you've answered three. Oh, no, hang on. Did you get anyway. Germany? Did you get Germany?
Yeah, I got Germany.
One, two, three, four. Well, you've got four, but I'm only going to say you got three.
Well, I got the carrots as well.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Four. That's five. Okay, you got five and four. You've answered five, but only four, really. You're not getting a black magnet if you get 10. You'll have to get 11, all right?
Oh, gee. Rough. I'll have to write to the committee, you know.
JP says Sweden got rid of cash, then brought it back. Andy in Dalesford says, Phil, you went from not answering questions, Phil, to providing the answers. Oh, dear. John from Geelong says, I know you don't answer questions. I didn't know you'd started supplying answers for free. Oh, dear. All right, though, I'm copying it. I deserve it. Now, Jeff, question number six. Last one in seven-letter country names.
Yep, go for it.
What was the first Caribbean country to gain independence from the UK?
Oh, Jamaica, Grenada. Oh, there's a few there, isn't there? Barbados. I'll go Jamaica.
Correct. Hey, what's going on here, Jeff?
Just having a night. Having a night.
That's very, very good. Hang on, what is going on here with Jeff? He's got six in a row.
Well, that's my PB.
Well, he's only got five in a row actually, but he has answered six questions correctly. He's answered six questions correctly. All right, well, that's it. You've cleaned up all the country names.
Okay.
That is a PB for you, Jeff.
Yeah, six is my PB. So I'm very happy with that.
Have you been swallowing some green juice or something?
No, nothing at all, actually.
Okay. Question number seven. Have you seen the doctor?
Not recently.
Oh, God. Question number seven. Well, I've got put the cat among the pigeons, British Prime Minister's public transport or carrots?
Look, I don't know anything about carrots. Let's go back to carrots. Carrots was good to me once, though. And I can always call on you for an answer, can't I? That's good.
Don't you start, AJFE. Steady. I can be extremely harsh, Jeff.
I know.
Question number seven. Which fictional Swedish girl is described as having hair the colour of a carrot?
Let's go for fictional Swedish girl. What's that girl with the dragon tattoo? Whoever she was. I'll go for that one.
Wrong. Not correct.
Okay.
Phew.
Thanks for the answer.
Phew. Jeff, I'd like to say well done. And I will say that. See you, mate. Bye-bye. at least you didn't give a clue, Phil. Barbara from Busselton's got the right answer. Yes. James. Oh, gee, I'm getting a hiding. A hiding on the text line. I suppose I deserve it too. Where are we? Ian from Warimba. Hello, Ian.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
All right. I think, yes.
How are the Swans going to go this week?
We're going to go very well this week. We're playing St Kilda on Sunday afternoon, and I'll be there, I hope. And, yeah, I think it'll be well, I think we'll be okay, Ian.
Very good. I went through the Bogues Brewery once. Oh, it was very interesting.
Yeah, the one in Launceston, like, yeah.
And I took the better half with me, and when we walked out, she said, "That's 2 hours of my life I'm not going to get back." So I said to her, "It's punishment for all the shopping centres you've taken me to."
And fair enough too, Ian. And fair enough too, yeah.
Is it Pippi Longstocking?
Which fictional Swedish girl is described as having hair the colour of a carrot?
Yeah, Pippi Longstocking.
Correct.
Is that her?
Oh, correct, cool. Yes. Pippi Longstocking is the character we're after. Very good. Question number 8.
Well, we'll stay with carrots. I like carrots too.
Hey, Jane East Gippsland had Pippi Longstocking. Margot in North Adelaide. Jane from Homebush. Good.
Yes, I like a good raw carrot. It's lovely.
Pat from The Point says the Mighty Challenge has gone off the rails. I wonder if we'll make it to the public transport category. Hardy ha, Pat. Hardy ha. I hope everyone's enjoying themselves. Question number 8. We're in carrots.
Yep.
The myth that eating carrots can improve night vision was created by the RAF during World War II. To hide the development of what technology?
Radar.
Correct. Yeah, radar. It's a very persistent myth. I was a kid, it was drilled into me as a kid. See, parents do tell you a lot of rubbish, don't they? They really do.
You're not wrong. We'll leave it that while I'm still ahead, I think.
Yeah.
The window.
Question number 9. We're in carrots. Yep. The carotene that gives carrots their orange colour is also a good source of which vitamin?
Would it be C?
Not C.
Oh, well, good try.
Thanks, Ian. Cool. Bye-bye. See you later. Frank from Mount Evelyn had radar. Good, yes. Annette from Perth, very good. Diana from Woodnilling, that is not correct. Susan from Hobart, that is correct. Let's talk to Heather from Nil, a wonderful, evening, wonderfully Phil. Named town. Hi, Heather.
It's very appropriate.
Why? Because nothing's happening?
Oh, no, everyone's hibernating.
Oh, because of the cold, you mean?
Oh, probably. Tackle wussing.
What's that?
They're all wusses.
I don't know.
I wanted to go spotlighting, but nobody wanted to come.
Oh, didn't they want it?
It's too cold.
It's too cold.
There won't be enough rabbits around.
What do you go spotlighting? What do you spotlight for, Heather?
Rabbits and foxes.
Okay. Do you try and pot them as well?
I cook the rabbits. Yes.
Yeah. No. I didn't say pot. I mean, I meant you're bowling them over, as it were.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Too many rabbits. Too many foxes. Yeah. Do you ever manage to knock off a fox?
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You whistle them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on, talk to me about that. You whistle a fox?
Well, you can make a whistling noise like the sound of a wounded rabbit.
Yeah, go on, do
and
it.
And you
do
can
it.
Actually buy little metal whistling discs that you put in your mouth between your front teeth and your lips.
Can you do the whistle for me now?
No, because I haven't got my whistle with me.
Oh,
but
okay.
I've found I've been quite successful just whistling like I'm whistling the dogs up.
Really?
Dumb enough. They are dumb enough.
Are you in a ute or what are you in?
Well, yeah, you go around in a ute and, so you need to have a crew because it's a bit hard to drive, hold the spotlight and shoot at the same time.
I was going
to
say, how do you shoot if you're driving?
Well, you don't. So you need to have 3 or 4 people, preferably a gate opener as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
Someone does the shooting from the back of the ute, do they?
Yeah.
So okay.
That's my favourite thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yes.
So instead, I've spent the evening trying to cure my malady of FS syndrome.
FS syndrome?
Yes, flat surface syndrome. If there's a flat surface, I put crap on it.
Oh, that's...
My cousin's coming to stay for a few days and I've spent 2 hours clearing the bedroom so that she's actually got somewhere to sleep.
I love that. Flat surface. Flat surface syndrome. I like that. It's a serious condition, you know. Well, my life at home is dominated by flat surface syndrome. You see, I don't suffer from it, Heather, because there's nothing I like better than a flat surface.
I like a flat surface. It's just that it seems to...
Someone else in my family, Heather...
Suffers badly
and sees all flat surfaces as things to have ornaments on them.
Oh, no. Nightmarish. Not ornaments. No,
nightmarish.
No. Books is my biggest weakness.
Oh, books are okay. Someone says, by the way, do you cut the tails off and hang them on your snorkel?
Yuck, no.
No? Okay.
You know you have to wash your hands in diesel to get rid of the smell of foxes.
Really?
And it still doesn't work very well.
Wow.
You have to scrub really hard.
Is that right? I didn't realise that foxes really stink.
Yeah, they really stink. That was one of the worst things that they made me do when I went out on a SSAA shoot when I shot my first fox. They made me skin it as an initiation.
Yeah.
I've never done it again. But I will say I was very quick.
I didn't realise that. I mean, rabbits don't stink. I've done that myself.
Oh, no. Rabbits are nice.
Yeah.
I love cooking rabbit.
So do I. I absolutely adore it. It's one of my favourite things. Mm. I cooked a rabbit as a courting dish once years ago, Heather. Now, it was a close shave because I hadn't realised it didn't go down that well.
Oh, dear.
Bobsled says if you whistle a foxtrot, but it's hard to shoot and dance at the same time.
Well, this is true. It's all true. Well, we'd better get on with the quiz, and I've only known the answer to one question so far, so I really think I could bomb out very easily.
Question? No, it's just been an interesting chat. Thank you, Heather.
They've been very curly questions.
I'm sorry you couldn't find anybody to go out with you. Carrots. No. Carrots were in. Carrots. Question number 9. The carotene that gives carrots their orange colour is also a good source of which vitamin?
Vitamin A.
Correct. Yes.
Unreal.
Vitamin A. All right, there's one left in carrots. Otherwise, you can move to 7-letter country names, put the cat among the pigeons.
Put the cat among the pigeons.
Question number 10. Complete the title of a 2003 children's picture book. Don't let the pigeon.
Don't let the pigeon. I've never heard of it. I don't know. Don't let the pigeon coo?
No.
No, well, good night and lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, Heather. Bye-bye.
And we'll have to swap rabbit recipes one day.
Oh, let's do it. I've got two really good ones, actually, when I cook them. Yeah.
I did have a wild game party years ago, and I served rabbit ravioli.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of mucking around, Heather.
Yeah, but it was the whole thing was very chefy.
Yeah.
We had rabbit and venison and kangaroo, which were all shot locally.
Yeah.
And then one of the gang insisted on having crocodile.
Hang on. Did they harvest their own crocodile?
No. I bought it in Horsham, downloaded the recipes from the Queensland Ag Department, and I was very disappointed. The crocodile came from Papua New Guinea.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a long way away. It wasn't
shot locally, no.
You'd think FNQ would be a nearer place for a crocodile, I would think. All righty.
All the best. Find another victim.
See you, Heather. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Interesting. my text says, you do know you have vegetarian listeners, don't you? I know that. There's nothing like a bit of old-fashioned hunter-gathering, hey? Rick from Augusta says, rabbit pie made by mum is my favourite. Oh, yes, it's delicious. Rabbit pie. Or rabbits cooked in gravy with bacon. Ooh, yum. sorry, everyone. Paul from Essendon. Hello, Paul. G'day, Paul.
Hi, Phil.
Question number 10. Put the cat among the pigeons. Complete the title of a 2003 children's picture book. Don't let the pigeon...
Catch the worm.
Not catch the worm. No. Sorry, Paul. No, not catch the worm. Megan from Dawesville's got the right answer. Amy says if you eat too many carrots too often, all the vitamin A will give you a slight orange tan. Is that right? Or is that an urban myth? I have heard that, but I thought it was an urban myth. Barbara from Falconbridge. Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Question number 10. Hello. Question number 10. We're up to put the cat among the pigeons. Complete the title of a 2003 children's picture book. Don't let the pigeon...
Feed a cat,
not,
maybe.
Not feed a cat, no. Not feed a cat, no. Anne-Marie from North Ringwood. Hello.
Hello, Phil. I just quickly wanted to say something about my speech because it caused a problem last night and it has before. Well, you can obviously hear I've got a speech impediment.
It didn't cause a problem last night, Anne-Marie. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Well, you cut me off because you thought I was possibly Googling, but I've had mouth cancer and tried.
No, I didn't cut you off with that. We're just it was taking too long, Anne-Marie, that's all.
Oh, I thought you suspected I was cheating.
No, I did not. No, Anne-Marie, I did not.
I try to speak as fast as I can.
Yeah, that's okay. The reason was it was taking a while, that's all.
Tell
me this one. Complete question number 10. Complete the title of a 2003 children's picture book. Don't let the pigeon...
What was the category again?
Put the cat among the pigeons.
Put the cat among the pigeons. I haven't heard of the book.
Mm-hmm.
God knows how I've missed it. But I can't... All I can think of, don't put the... In the kitchen... Don't put the pigeon in the kitchen.
Not the pigeon in the kitchen, Anne-Marie, but thank you. 1-300-800-222. Trev from Surface Paradise, hello.
Hello, it's Philip.
Question number 10. Put the cat among the pigeons. Complete the title of a 2003 children's picture book. Don't let the pigeon...
I don't know, but if I was writing a children's book... It'd be about a pigeon that wants to come into the house. Don't let the pigeon come into the house.
No, it's a good idea, but it's not right. Thank you, Trev. No, not the right answer. Rob said says, I want to know why carrot top means redhead when carrot tops are green. Yeah, well, that's true. I don't know. I agree with you. Michael from Benalla says, during World War II in England, a special treat was rabbit pie. No, come on. The rabbit pie has been... Rabbit pie was very popular here in Australia, particularly in regional and rural areas, for a long time. I don't know whether it still is. Certainly when I was growing up, it was. Dave in Perth. G'day, Dave. Lion's free, by the way. Hi, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. I've recovered from my earlier fall, but I'm good now.
Well, I'd like to use my free pass now if I could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not getting anything from me, Dave. Where that
I could swap it for a good rabbit recipe.
that kind of talk will get you somewhere, but it's not going to get you. It's not going to get you what you want.
I'll try. Me and my best mate, when we left school like 25 years ago or whatever, we said we're going to burn all of our homework and all of our study notes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the bush, we used to own a station, and we went out and shot a couple of rabbits. We strung them up with wire and burnt our homework and notes underneath it all and cooked our rabbits that way.
Oh, nice. They were cooked with the heat of the trigonometry notes.
Basically, yeah. But, yeah, it was kind of like burnt on the outside and raw on the inside. But, yeah.
Hey, tell me. Complete the title of a 2003 children's picture book. Don't let the pigeon...
Fly away?
Not fly away, no. Sorry, Dave, no, not fly away. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
What do you reckon? Complete the title of a 2003 children's picture book. Don't let the pigeon...
drive the bus.
Drive the bus. Correct, yes. Don't let the pigeon drive the bus. All right, we're up to question number 11. We're in Put the Cat Among the Pigeons.
What are the other characters?
Carrots, British Prime Minister's public transport.
Isn't there countries of five letters or something?
Seven-letter country names, yes, but they're all gone. That category is exhausted.
So what did Prime Minister?
Jeff from Jalorup knocked all those off. British Prime Minister's public transport, carrots, or Put the Cat Among the Pigeons?
Try public transport.
Public transport. Question number 11. In 1919, Edward Johnston designed the famous logo for which public transport system?
Interesting. Gosh, that's a good one. Look, I'll say trams.
No, not trams. Sorry, no, thank you. My texter says, yes, the carrot top comment. How about redheads being called blue? Yeah, that's a funny one, isn't it? That is a funny one. That's a real Australianism, isn't it? Pete from Enmore says, my mum cooked up fantastic rabbit meals. I have a recipe book called Rabbit on a Shovel, which I purchased a long time ago at Talbot in Victoria. Good and easy meals. My dear old mum cooked up fantastic rabbit meals. Yeah, I know. Well, they're very good eating. Delicious. Anne from the Sunshine Coast. Hello, Anne.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Question number 11 we're up to. We're in public transport. In 1919, Edward Johnston designed the famous logo for which public transport system?
The railways?
Which public transport system?
New York?
No.
I'm thinking of Mind the Gap.
No. Sorry, Anne. No, not correct. Albert from Townsville. G'day, Albert.
Oh, good night, Phil.
How are you?
Well, fair enough.
What do you reckon? In 1919, Edward Johnston designed the famous logo for which public transport system?
Well, I was going to say railways, but that wasn't enough, apparently. So
well, yeah, we need a bit more than that.
I'll say the Australian railway system.
No, not the Australian railway system. Sorry, Albert. Okay. Thanks, mate.
That's okay.
Bye. No, not the Australian railway system. Jill from Goulburn. Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Plenty of rabbits ran your way, I expect, wasn't there?
Yes, I'm one of the few people that doesn't eat them.
Oh, okay.
I used to cook them for my dad long ago, years ago.
Yeah.
But I can't eat them.
Oh, that's all right. No, that's okay. That's all right. I always think that means there's plenty more for me.
I only called because I knew the pigeon story. The pigeon.
Oh, yes. The pigeon.
I'm probably unlikely to get another question right.
No. In 1919, I think you can get this one. In 1919, Edward Johnston designed the famous logo for which public transport system? Now, I don't need just the techno, but I mean, it's.
Is it the British Rail one?
Yeah. Well, which British railway system?
The Underground.
Thank you. Yes, the London Underground. Exactly.
Oh, my God. I got a question right.
There you go. 1919, Edward Johnston designed the famous logo for the London Underground. Question number 12. We're in public transport, but you can move to British Prime Minister's carrots or Put the Cat Among the Pigeons.
We might stay with public transport.
Public transport. In which European capital would you find the Stalingrad train station?
Capital.
In which European capital would you find the Stalingrad train station?
Berlin.
Not Berlin. Sorry, Jill, but thank you anyway. Thanks for having a crack. Philippa from Sydenham. Hi, Philippa.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I only rang because I was intrigued. I didn't know you were the entertainment for the evening, which I enjoyed. However, if Heather is still listening, when we had a property out central New South Wales and contracting Timbroff Farms, my late husband, that was in between working at the Sydney International, at the airport, but, you know, running our own business, timber business, and it was with great fun that we would take these pilots out, you know, their four-day break and go shooting. And they didn't like it when I shot more boxes than they did. However, there was one trick I learned from a wonderful Indigenous chap out there, and Leo, I think his name is something like that, going out Hillston Way. You must have your zinc barrier cream, so that before you were actually out dealing, when you see a fox bite the ankle of an Australian pilot, it's really something to watch, I can tell you. They are rather vicious, these little critters. Anyway, make sure you take your zinc cream, Heather, with your entourage when you go out. It's great fun.
It is great fun.
For you, Philip, when you've got your rabbit out there, I always had a little cloth bag. You never go out to cook your rabbit without your onion, your garlic, stick of celery, carrot. Now, I got that from Mum, but I've added your bay leaf and your fennel bulb.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true. That's true. Yeah, carrot, celery, onion, I agree with that. There's lots of different ways to do it, braising them in a gravy with bacon's pretty good too.
Mm. I'll get off. I'll let someone else on.
I remember my dad, when I was a little kid, taught me to shoot with and potted a few rabbits then. Hey, question number 12, Philippa.
Yes.
In which European capital would you find the Stalingrad train station?
I was trying to think, and I don't think I'm going to get it right. St. Petersburg.
Not St. Petersburg. No. Thanks, Philippa. See ya. Bye-bye. Not St. Petersburg, no. Malcolm from Bunbury in New South Wales. G'day, Malcolm.
Oh, good morning, Phil. How are you?
Not bad. Question number 12, public transport. In which European capital would you find the Stalingrad train station?
France,
In which European capital would you find the Stalingrad train station?
Yeah, Paris.
Paris is correct. Yes, it is. It's in Paris, strangely. That's right. Question 13, we're in public transport. You can stay there if you like. Or otherwise, British Prime Minister's carrots will put the cat among the pigeons.
Wow, okay, yes, yeah. Well, just to put a cat amongst the pigeons, it's been a terrible few weeks. I've been waiting anxiously for my the fridge magnet. It hasn't arrived yet. And, yeah, it's a gold one, I presume, or I'm assuming.
Well, Malcolm, you just have to have the patience of Job, because they do arrive in the end.
Well, I've kind of awarded it to myself, but, you know, you did award it to me the last time we chatted. You were asking me a question about argon.
Oh, yeah. Well, Malcolm, once it's departed the premises here, we cannot be responsible for its carriage.
I understand. That's quite all right.
Hey, tell me, where are we going here?
I was one of those rare ones who had the question right. But
No. Which category are you going to, Malcolm?
Prime Ministers.
British Prime Ministers. Question number 13. Who was the first UK Prime Minister to serve under Elizabeth II?
Attlee?
Not Attlee. Not Clement Attlee, no, not Clement Attlee. All righty, Scott from Blacktown. Hi, Scott. G'day, Scott.
G'day, mate.
Question number 13. Who was the first UK Prime Minister to serve under Elizabeth II?
Give me 1 second to
wake me brain up. Well, I'd say I wasn't. I'd say Winston Churchill.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was Winston Churchill. Was the first UK Prime Minister to serve under Elizabeth II.
My brain did wake up.
Question 14. Do you want to stay with Prime Ministers?
No, thanks. What's the other option?
Okay, you can go public transport, put the cat among the pigeons, or carrots.
Put the cat amongst the pigeons, please.
Put the cat among the pigeons. Question number 14. Developed in the 1960s, which breed of cat comes from crossing an Asian leopard cat with a domestic cat?
Oh, I think we might have one of them. They've got spots and they've got green eyes. I'll have to pass, but I hope I'll help somebody else by the little hints.
Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye. See you later. Where are we? Michael from Berrydale. Hi, Michael.
Michael from Berrydale.
Hello, Michael from Berrydale. Developed in the 1960s. Which breed of cat comes from crossing an Asian leopard cat with a domestic cat?
I'm going to try Siamese.
Not Siamese. No, thank you. Not a Siamese cat. No, it's not. Chris from Sandy Bay. G'day, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Question 14 we're up to. Developed in the 1960s. Which breed of cat comes from crossing an Asian leopard cat with a domestic cat?
To be honest, I've never heard of such a beast, so I shall withdraw, I think.
Fair enough. Thanks, Chris.
But what you could do is, how can Stalingrad be stationed in Paris? It's a distinctly Russian name, isn't it?
There is a reason.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
All right, Chris, thank you. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. Ingrid from Alanda. No, it's not a leopardoodle. Libby from Mitchell's got the right answer. Ed from Perth's got the right answer too. Bo knows all about cats. G'day, Bo.
Bo on the road doesn't have the right answer.
Bo on the road is a cat expert. Come on. Developed in the 1960s, which breed of cat comes from crossing an Asian leopard cat with a domestic cat?
I really have no idea, so I'll just say Manx just to get it out of the way.
It's got out of the way, hasn't it? It's got on your bow.
Thank you.
Keep doing your vital work, Bo.
No worries.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Bo drives a tanker full of juice, and round the country he goes, and good on him at the moment. 1-300-800-222. Sophie from Glen Iris, a noted cat lover, is with us. Oh.
If only you knew. What category are we in?
Put the cat among the pigeons.
Oh, okay.
Developed in the that may not help you. Developed in the 1960s, which breed of cat comes from crossing an Asian leopard cat with a domestic cat? You see, there's a clue in the question, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a Bengal.
Correct. Very good. Oh. Yes. A Bengal cat. I don't know what they look like, but that's what it is. This is the Asian leopard cat. I think they have spots.
That was the clue.
Yeah.
The clue.
Question 15. Put the cat among the pigeons. We can stay here or we can go to British Prime Ministers or we can go to public transport or there's one left in carrots.
Maybe public transport. Thanks, Phil.
Public transport. Why not? Very proper of you, Sophie. Question number 15. Which train was the subject of the 17-hour SBS documentary Australia's Longest Train Journey? Which train?
Which train? Is it the Garn?
Not the Garn. No.
Oh,
sorry, Soph. See ya. Bye. No, it's not the Garn. What about Al? Sorry, Alex, I'll come to you in a second. Brian from Nowra. G'day, Brian.
Hi.
Which train was the subject of the 17-hour SBS documentary Australia's Longest Train Journey?
Oh, the Indian Pacific.
The what?
Indian Pacific.
Yes, the Indian Pacific.
From coast to coast by night and day, hear the clicking of the wheels, the humming of the diesel on her ribbons of steel. carry in the memories of a nation built by hand. See the Indian Pacific span the land. She's the pride of all the railway men cross country where she flies. From the blue Pacific waters to where the mountains rise. By lakes and wide brown rivers, through desert country dry. See the Indian Pacific passing by. Oh, the Indian Pacific, she goes a-rolling down the track. 5,000 miles to travel before she's there and back.
Don't ever accuse us of not playing Slim on the show. There we go.
I crossed it off my bucket list two years ago.
Oh, did you? Oh, God, good on you. Good on you.
It's so rough.
It's what?
So rough.
It's rough.
The noise from the wheels on the...
Oh, okay. Yeah. No. Okay.
And the vibration.
Yeah.
Could shake a little bit.
As long as it doesn't shake your false teeth out, Brian, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Hey, question number 16. We're in public transport, if you like. You can stay there, otherwise move.
Yeah, I'll stay there.
Public transport. Driver Stan Butler and conductor Jack Harper were the main characters of which British sitcom?
On the Bus.
What's that?
On the Buses.
Correct. Yes, it's On the Buses. Yes, On the Buses. Very good. Question 17. We're in public transport. Brian, yes. We're staying here?
Yes.
Okay. Last one in public transport. LNER Class A3 4472. LNER Class A3 4472. The first locomotive to officially reach 100 miles an hour. Is better known by what name?
Flying Scotsman.
Correct. Very good, Brian. The Flying Scotsman. Okay, that's it for public transport. So we've got British Prime Ministers. We've got four questions there. We've got one left in carrots. We've got three in put the cat among the pigeons. What's it going to be?
We'll try British Prime Ministers.
British Prime Ministers. Well, the first UK Prime Minister to serve under Elizabeth II was Winston Churchill. Who was the last UK Prime Minister to serve under Elizabeth II?
Oh, gosh. I should know, but I don't think I can give you an answer.
No good?
No.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate your giving us a call anyway. Betty from Dapto. G'day, Bet.
Hello, Phil.
What do you reckon? Who was the last UK Prime Minister to serve under Elizabeth II?
Oh, I think his first name's Tony, but I can't come up with his second name. Is that right? Might help somebody else.
Mm. What's your answer, Betty?
No, I can't. I'll tell you a little story about rabbits if you got time.
Yeah, go on.
When I was about 16, there was this property near Bynelong had lots of rabbits on it because the blokes who used to work there were called up for the war, and after the war was overrun with rabbits, and we went on a rabbit drive, and they got 1,450 rabbits. We drove them into a corner, and then there was, I think, three or four fellas there, and they were just wringing their necks.
Sure. How many were there?
1,454,
wow.
I think.
Yeah, gee, the great rabbit plagues of the past, I know. They were everywhere.
Well, there was nobody to sort of...
Keep them down.
...after the property or trap them or anything, so... Yeah. Yeah, but they've got a bit of a go on now down on the, in the Riverina in, again, the rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah, so causing a bit of a disturb, like causing young people a bit of worry.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, Betty, thank you. You don't know the answer to this one? No. All right.
No, I don't.
See you, Bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Appreciate it. No, all right. What about Helen in Adelaide? Hi, Helen.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. Who was the last UK Prime Minister to serve under Elizabeth II?
I think it was Liz Truss. She met her 2 days before she passed away.
Correct. Very good. Yes, excellent.
Yes.
That's exactly what happened. Yes, Liz Truss, one of the least successful prime ministers in recent times.
Yes,
in fact, you would say a disaster as a prime minister.
Yeah,
in lots of ways, was the last UK prime minister to serve under Elizabeth II. Very good, Helen. That's question 18. Okay, we're up to question 19. I tell you what, we do have a little matter to attend to first. Call
the mighty challenge.
There's 25 questions. Now we were up to question number 19. Helen from Adelaide was up on deck doing a very good job. Thanks to all the texters, by the way, about the rabbits, which does illustrate that some people don't like it. It's the difference between country people and city people, I think. People in the country know about this and are quite at home with it. G'day, Helen.
Hi there, Phil.
How you doing? Question 19. So, we were in British Prime Ministers, you had Liz Truss. What do you want to do? You can stay there if you like, or otherwise move.
What are the other categories?
You can have one, there's one left in carrots, or otherwise there's three left in put the cat among the pigeons.
Oh, I think I'll stay in Prime Ministers.
British Prime Ministers. Question 19. Which British political party was founded in the 1830s by Sir Robert Peel?
Oh, the Labor Party?
Not the Labor Party. No.
Oh,
sorry.
There goes the run.
See ya. No, not the Labor Party. Where are we? Jesse in St Kilda. Hello, Jesse.
Hello.
Hi. Which British political party was founded in the 1830s by Sir Robert Peel?
Well, if it wasn't the Labor Party, it'd have to be the Conservative.
Correct.
Party, right?
Yes, it would be. Yes, it's the Conservative Party. Question number 20. We're in British Prime Ministers. You can move if you like, or you can stay here.
I'll clean up the pigeon and cat question.
Okay, put the cat among the pigeons. Question number 20. Which country singer was born on the 19th of January 1946 on the banks of the Little Pigeon River in Tennessee?
Ooh, gonna have to go for
yeah. Well, I think we'll disappear there, Jesse. Let's try and do it properly. Alex from Adelaide, from Collingwood. Hello, Alex.
Oh, hi, Phil. I was hoping I wouldn't get this, but anyway.
Put the cat among the pigeons. Which country singer was born on the 19th of January, 1946? On the banks of the Little Pigeon River in Tennessee.
Oh, look, I'm going to have a wild guess and say Dolly Parton.
Correct. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. The great Dolly Parton was born on the banks of the Little Pigeon River in Tennessee. Question 21. We've only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. We've got 2 in Put the Cat Among the Pigeons, 2 in British Prime Ministers, and 1 in Carrots.
Look, I love the transport ones, but look, okay, I'll take the cat ones.
Put the cat among the pigeons. Question number 21. Which slang term for a police informant derives from a 19th century American hunting piece of jargon?
American hunting piece of jargon. Oh, look, I'm going to have another wild guess. Lag?
Not a lag, no. Not a lag. Lincoln from Gippsland. Hi, Lincoln.
Hi, Phil. How are you going tonight?
Pretty good, yeah. Which slang term for a police informant derives from 19th century American hunting jargon? We're in a category called Put the Cat Among the Pigeons.
I'll let you go. Thanks very much.
No good. Okay. Thank you very much. 1-300-800-222. Jeff from Rockingham. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Yeah, good day. Which slang term for a police informant derives from 19th century American hunting jargon?
Yeah, sorry, I got nothing there.
Nothing? Okay. All righty. We'll move on. Keith from Sippy Downs. G'day, Keith.
Oh, good day, Phil. Sorry, I don't know this. I know that the Brit version is a snout.
No. No, it's... Thank you. No, that's not going to help you. Spencer from Geelong. Good day, Spencer.
Hi, Phil.
Which slang term for a police informant derives from 19th century American hunting jargon? We're in a category called Put the Cat Among the Pigeons.
Yeah. Well, I had... I know it's, like, I was thinking pig, but the only other thing, like, you'd think is a stool pigeon?
Correct. Yes, it is. Ah. It's a stool pigeon. Very good. A stool pigeon.
All right.
Question number 22. Spencer, we're in putting the cat among the pigeons. We've got one left there, otherwise it's off to carrots or British prime ministers.
We're gonna stick with the cat amongst the pigeons.
Okay. Rufus the hawk is employed to scare the pigeons away from which annual sporting event?
Ooh, that one's a doozy. I reckon Wimbledon.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's Wimbledon. Very good. All right. That's it for Put the Cat Among the Pigeons. So we've got one in carrots or two in British prime ministers.
We have carrots to go.
In DC Comics, what type of animal is the superhero Captain Carrot?
Oh, in the DC Comics. I believe Captain Carrot, he was a rabbit, right?
A rabbit, correct. Yes, indeed.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, two left in British Prime Ministers.
No more carrots?
No more carrots.
We're going to try our luck on the British Prime Ministers.
Which British actor plays the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
Ooh, in Love Actually. Just trying to think the last time I saw that. It was Hugh.
Spencer, I think we'll just leave that there. Peter from Elmore. Hello, Peter. G'day, Peter.
How are you?
I'm good. Which British actor plays the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
I'm not really sure. I wish they'd give me some... question on rabbits, because my dear old mum, she's looking down on me now. She was the best cook ever, but I'll have to pass that one on.
No good.
All right, Peter.
And good night. Regards to your mum wherever she is in the great...
Yeah, she's smiling down
in the
on
great
me.
Kitchen in the sky, Peter.
I grew up in Castlemaine.
Yep.
And I used to go out fishing a lot out in Kenkarran.
Mm-hmm.
And you could look at the hills sort of towards Duggerty, the back of Mount Tarangower, and they were just rolling with rabbits. They were crawling. It was unbelievable
the amount.
We used to go out ferreting, take the ferrets out, you know, on the back of the and on your back with the nets, and we had an old greyhound Whippet Cross, and he would catch more rabbits than probably we would. And we used to sell them, and we used to eat them, and it was just...
Yeah, the days before myxomatosis, they were just all over the joint.
Yeah.
Terrible scourge.
It's interesting how people won't eat the meat. They think they're a pet.
No, they're not.
They think they are.
Yeah.
It's like the Easter Bunny, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I grew up, well, I must say.
The Easter Bilby.
Yeah, Peter, I grew up eating them, I must say.
My dear old mum, she tricked my sister-in-law, and she's up there with her now, into thinking it was a chicken chow mein, but it was actually rabbit. And my sister-in-law, she just about threw up when Mum told her. You could see the look on her face. It was absolutely priceless. The memories. You've got to have memories, don't you?
You do. Hey, Pete, tell me which
One last thing.
Yeah.
A day without laughter is a day wasted.
It is indeed a day wasted, Peter. Yes, you'll never get that here on the program.
You won't get them back, will you?
No, absolutely not. Right. Hey, which British actor plays the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
No, I don't. I'm not with it, sorry.
No worries. Thanks, Peter. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Okay, well, I've only got two left here, so someone is going to take the prize here. Who is it going to be? Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
Good morning. The only thing I think of is the wild colonial boy was born in Castlemaine, and that's for Peter. He said he was from Castlemaine.
Oh, yeah.
I've got nothing else, mate.
You got nothing else? Okay. Thanks, Bob. See you later. Sam from Harvey. G'day, Sam.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good. Which British actor plays the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
I'm probably wrong. I'll say Sean Connery.
Not Sean Connery, mate. But thank you. Not Sean Connery. Ray from Yeronga. G'day, Ray.
Hello, Phil.
Which British actor plays the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
Well, I think that bloke was going to say Hugh Grant.
Correct, so yes. It was Hugh Grant. Yes, he was. Yeah. I don't think he was playing fair. That's all right.
No, I don't think so either. I was going to ring early for Denmark.
Yes, before I gave you the answer.
Yeah.
All righty, here you go. Your moment of glory, Ray. Yes, British Prime Ministers, question 25. Who was the longest-serving British Prime Minister of the 20th century?
Oh, well, I think it would be Winston Churchill.
Not correct.
No.
Sorry, Ray. No, it's not Winston Churchill. Okay. All right, John in Perth. G'day, John.
Hello.
Hello, John. British Prime Ministers. Question 25. You could do a Bradbury here. Who was the longest serving?
I've done it before.
Who was the longest?
Margaret Thatcher.
Who was the longest serving British Prime Minister of the 20th century?
Is it Margaret Thatcher?
Yes. Well done.
Sorry.
I know. Well, you have to issue a statutory apology, don't you? Yeah, exactly.
I was coming in for Hugh Grant, though.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Fair enough. Yes, it was Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady herself. Very good. All right, John, excellent work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Put you on hold and we'll get some details from you and send the magnet out. Heaven knows when it'll arrive. Like you don't live in Denmark. Joyce from Perth had Margaret Thatcher. Ingrid from Melanda had Margaret Thatcher. Bernie had Margaret Thatcher. Annette from Perth had Margaret Thatcher. Thank you, Diana from Woodnilling. Yes, no, it was fun. A very nice challenge indeed and all good fun. I hope you enjoyed the stories about the rabbit. Some people didn't, but I understand that. But as I say, I think there's a country regional divide here and between people in the bush and people in the cities, isn't there? I think so.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.